Dave Brown from CBS Sports Ion Baseball joins us. Dave, man, there is a lot of jokes that can be made about this. I'm sure no one in the Red Sox locker room, you know, if they were at the top of the standings, they'd probably be laughing. But they're in the basement. They're playing terrible. Pretty much the worst time ever to be liking photos in the middle of the game.
No, it's not a good time at all. It's, you know, you shouldn't. They're, Major League Baseball has rules against players using social media during games. So, you know, the Red Sox have suspended or benched or whatever you want to call it, Pablo Sandoval, for today's game. And the manager, John Farrell, says he's definitely not going to play. So, but he also could face a fine for Major League Baseball for doing this during the game. But, I mean, even common sense tells you, you know, everybody's watching, and just by accident he was, it seems, he was found out that he was liking Instagram photos during the game. So it's really bad timing for the Red Sox. And Sandoval, he's been hitting better later, but, you know, he's been certainly pretty close to a bust so far for Boston coming over from the Giants. So with the Red Sox record and Sandoval not doing well, it's certainly not a good look for him and the Red Sox. And it sort of updates the whole chicken and beer deal from a few years ago when the Red Sox sort of needed some reforming. So at least the Boston is kind of up to date with their little mini scandals here. It's social media, it's hip, it's not, you know, the same old chicken and beer stuff anymore.
Well, Dave, it's interesting because two of the headline makers, social media with Sandoval, and the hacking situation, it's like technology week in baseball. And these are not issues that managers, clubs, and Major League Baseball had to deal with 10 or 15 years ago.
Definitely not. It's, you know, in the situation with, you know, we can sort of make light, and I guess we'll make light of both situations, but we can really make light of Sandoval. The deal with the Astros and the Cardinals is, you know, potentially a little more serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the early word is that it was, you know, lower-level employees. It wasn't, a coordinated computer hack like North Korea might do or anything like that. But it's still serious when you're poking around in somebody else's database without permission and without reason to be there anymore. So, you know, the Cardinals certainly face possible punishment from Major League Baseball, and the federal government's investigating. So it is kind of a serious situation, and even though the Cardinals have the best record in the league, you know, it's not a great time to be John Mozeliak, the general manager. He seems pretty concerned about this, you know, taking it at his word that he didn't know anything about it. So it's a brave new world we live in baseball.
Back to Sandoval for a second. He hasn't performed as well as he'd like. He's been hot lately. How is he seen by management, and how is he viewed in the clubhouse? Is he going to have guys trying to at least have his back as much as they can under the circumstances? Or, you know, how's that relationship?
I think so far so good. He didn't leave San Francisco under the greatest,
mm-hmm,
situation. It was kind of a, depending on who you talk to, sort of a mixed bag how Sandoval left the Giants in terms of personality and clubhouse and all that stuff. And, you know, I don't think the Red Sox have had too many issues with him so far, other than, like we said, you know, he's not hitting like everybody sort of expects him to. So, you know, if he gets hot and carries a hot streak into July and August and the Red Sox turn their season around, at least to an extent, then, you know, I think this is probably quickly forgotten. But, you know, it's still the first year of a contract, and it's not a great way to get off to a start in the new city, that's for sure.
Something we haven't seen in 7 years, two 40-year-old pitchers starting tonight, the Blue Jays and the Yankees, Colon against R.A. Dickey. Which one do you think has the most left to offer this season amongst those two 40-year-olds? And which team right now do you think is better, the Mets or the Jays?
I think going in reverse order, I think the Jays are probably ahead of the Mets. The Mets' future certainly looks bright. You know, Noah Syndergaard, that might hurt in a few years or even maybe this year, the Blue Jays not having him anymore. But, you know, Colon is he's been kind of a wonder. It's he's not necessarily, you look at him and you go, well, he's maybe not in the greatest shape ever, but he has to be in pretty good shape to be doing what he's been doing on the mound at this age. You know, Dickie, knuckleballers, they tend to age pretty well, and Dickie's been doing okay. And you know, as far as which pitcher I'd rather have, I'm not sure. I know I'm pretty sure that the Jays are in a better position than the Mets in the pennant race. And in a one-time deal here with these two guys going against each other, it's going to be a fun game. It's the knuckleballers always kind of have that little factor of wonder. You never know what you're going to get with them. And Cologne started out so hot and kind of cooled off a little bit. But it's really the best times are when Cologne is in the batter's box and swinging a bat. And I don't think we'll necessarily get a chance to see that. But it's still he's been a lot of fun this year. For the Mets, and the Blue Jays hitting the hot streak here are finally playing how maybe we thought they would at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the Blue Jays, Dave. They're 8-2 in the last 10, and they got hot to sort of claw back to where they were before after a difficult start. Still middle of the pack, though. I mean, the arms come around a little bit, and then the hitting goes away. The hitting goes away, and the arms come around. Very few windows this season when they've had both going.
Right. Well, the good news for them, and maybe everyone else in that division, is it doesn't look like anybody's going to be able to run away with it. The Yankees will get hot for a little bit, but I mean they don't have a team that scares you like the Yankees of 2009 or something like that, and. We're kind of waiting for the Red Sox to do a little bit better, and the Rays have been kind of amazing. I mean, it's there for the Jays taking, and ultimately what's going to happen, people like Drew Hutchinson are going to have to get more consistent, like you say, and I think the hitting is going to be there. The Jays, as long as they're not too terribly injured, they're going to, have quite a bit of thunder up and down the lineup, and I think that's going to be there. And they're also going to be in a position to a few teams are going to want Johnny Cueto from the Reds, and the Jays are one of them. And they have prospects to deal. It's possible they might get him, mm-hmm. and their players do. They're going to have to probably to win the division. But I think the Jays, if they could have some luck in the bullpen as far as health, maybe add an arm or two, I would say that they're in as good a shot as in a good position as any to win that division.
Dave Brown from CBS Sports Eye on Baseball joins us. We talked briefly about the Houston-St. Louis situation, Dave, and obviously, this is very serious, legal, the FBI is involved. When the FBI makes their decision, do you think baseball will come down with their own suspension? Well, obviously, they got to be the ones suspending them. FBA, FBI, they put people in jail. But what, baseball, I don't know if they've ever been in a situation like this. What type of suspension? I'm assuming it's, taking away draft picks and different things. What else can they do?
Well, I think it depends. We're going to have to find out the investigation. One thing that, we don't know is how high up did the break-in go. I mean, we're assuming some things based on the New York Times story and other media stories about this, that it was kind of a one-time deal. And it's not a situation where the Cardinals are trying to hack into other teams. It does seem to be just involving Jeff Luhnow, who is a minor league executive with the Cardinals until he went to the Astros and became GM. It does seem to be some sort of revenge deal with him. And I think that's the key. If it's lower-level employees, and John Mozeliak says he didn't have any knowledge of this, any prior knowledge, and owner Bill DeWitt says the same thing. I don't know that Major League Baseball is going to do anything to them. But if it turns out that they knew more than they were letting on, and they were misleading anybody, I don't know if we're talking about banning those guys or for a year. Roger Goodell has done that in the NFL, but there's certainly going to be some sort of, maybe New England Patriots type punishment handed down. But there isn't an indication yet that the big guys in the Cardinals organization knew about this. So I'm not sure if MLB is going to do anything or not.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what they uncover, Dave. We appreciate your time.
You're very welcome. You guys have a good day.